River 1467, your feel-good station, and joining me for the tourist spot, because let's face it, Mildura is a great spot for a bit of tourism. It's Wendy Davison, the Business Relations Officer at Mildura Regional Development. Is that exactly right, Wendy? Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's right. That sort of came about during COVID. I took on the role of the business concierge person. So, just connecting with businesses and assisting them with, you know, compliance requirements, and also acting as that go-between the health department. We had a direct line to the health department, so answering those really tricky questions and, just basically making people feel comfortable and assisting them where we could.
I was going to ask you what do you do to assist businesses in the area, but you've almost covered that.
Yeah, so that was during COVID. So outside of COVID, still working with businesses and connecting with them, advising of any funding that's available. So the most recent one is we had some outdoor activation funding, up to $1,000 for businesses to, you know, try and, get people to be outside rather than inside.
Yep.
So, for instance, you know, putting tables and chairs outside for dining and things like that.
Now, during COVID, it would have been such a tough job. Such a tough job.
Yeah. I mean, everyone found it tough during COVID. There was so much confusion, I suppose. And that's where we came in. Just, you know, if we couldn't answer the question, we were able to get the answers.
We don't mind that at all. If we ask a question and there's no immediate answer or no answer available immediately, look, we'll get back to you with an answer. That is the best answer of all, because that way it's always the correct answer, Wendy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, obviously, we haven't moved past COVID. There's plenty of respiratory illnesses still around, as evidenced in my voice, obviously. But we are moving around and about at the moment, but businesses are continuing to do it tough, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, staffing seems to be the key issue. And that's not just Mildura, that's Australia-wide. It's just a reminder for everyone to be aware of the stress that people are under, and just be kind. Be kind and just be aware of what their mental stress is like.
I did say when we were lockdown after lockdown was one of the things that we were going to learn about that was to appreciate being able to get out there and get together as a community. But, of course, that's another lesson to be learned as well. Be kind to people.
Absolutely, yeah. And, look, I've recently been on holiday. There's so many people travelling around, and I think you're right, you know, what we did learn is be kind, but also be kind to ourselves and you know, make sure that we're in a good mental state as well.
I've got to be honest that I haven't travelled in the last 10 years like I've travelled in the last probably 10 months, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think that's a general consensus. I don't think anyone knew how easy it would be for someone to tell them they can't go outside their house. And now it's like, well, I can. I'm going to.
Yes. Well, I'm in that situation where I'm locked up with a couple of cats, but I get locked inside my house. Look, there's always plenty of things around the region, and one of the big ones that is coming up, and this has been a bit of a wait here, the Great Australian Vanilla Slice Triumph at Merbein. Are we going to see you out there on Saturday?
Not me. I've got to shoot off to Adelaide this weekend.
Ah.
But it's a great day out. On Saturday out at Merbein from 9 till 4. If you can get out there, definitely get out there and support it.
It is going to be huge. I've talked to organisers a couple of times in the lead up, and in fact, I'll be out there from 9 through until 12 as well. I'm actually getting really excited to get out there, and I've never been, I hang my head in shame, but I've never been to a Vanilla Slice Triumph at all.
Right, okay. I seem to be away every time it's on as well, but so there's the Vanilla Slice Triumph, and look, there's so much going on in the region. If anyone's looking for anything else, they can go to the visitmildura.com.au website and have a look at the What's On page.
Wendy, you've just stolen my thunder. I was going to ask you about the website, but you know it.
Yes.
It's probably part of the job.
Yeah, it is. And that's, look, we've got so much information there and we're always updating it. So, yeah, if anyone's got any queries, they can go to that website or they can give us a call here at the office.
I was going to say, what about if you need a bit of assistance with your business? You're the one to talk to?
Yeah, so if any businesses out there are just want to have a chat, if they want me to come out and visit or they just want to have a chat about, you know, options that might be available to them, we can certainly point them in the right direction. Can't solve everything, but we can always point them in the right direction. So 5021 0599 is the office number here. So, yeah, feel free to give us a call.
Beautiful. Let's get the tourism happening again in Mildura. In fact, it has bounced back incredibly well, hasn't it, Wendy?
Yeah, it has. And look, as I said, I've recently travelled up to Queensland and just running into all those people who are travelling permanently now. Look, so much positive feedback for Mildura. Most people are doing the whole of Australia, so, and they've been to Mildura, and heaps of positive feedback, so that's great.
It is good to see. Look, Wendy, thank you very much for your time, and we will catch up again, undoubtedly.
Okay, great. Thanks very much for your time, Dave.
My pleasure.